Yeah, delighted actually. To be honest with you, we laid the foundations in the first half. We came at them very strong. We'd been working at it all week and worked on a few different things that we could try out today. And in fairness, we went in with a few injuries. We picked up on Tuesday night, so we lost two or three men before the game. So we had to rejig things around, and we just asked the boys to put on a big performance.
Yeah, as you say, got off to that good start. That goal from Aaron Kelly, obviously very important, 1-2 to a point at that stage.
Yeah.
But then sat back and they came back at you.
Aye, exactly. We have a wee bit of a habit of sitting back there at times, but we'll try and get that out before the game next week. But in fairness, the players, they've been losing league games by the narrowest of margins there for the last couple of weeks, and we said to them, if they keep training and keep doing what we're telling them to do, that we'll go out and we'll give it a real good performance one of these days. And couldn't have picked a better day than Glenfinnan at home in the championship.
Yeah, and then got that second goal, I suppose, and that set you on the way. And then Frank Midland sent off. Obviously, they're down to 14 men. You know, the ball was in your court then.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for Frank. Now, I'm sure there's nobody more disappointed than himself. But I think we were on top at that stage. They were a wee bit rattled at that stage, and obviously the send off made a huge difference. Like and Glenfinnan, I think, just had one of those days today as well. They just things they tried didn't work for them and did work for us. So I think it was just. We were good without being brilliant, but they just had
and Aaron's goal just on the stroke of half time again, what really put you in a great position at half time.
Exactly. It was perfect timing, you know, it just got us that nice cushion, you know, and we put a big focus then on getting the first score of the second half, and we got the first two of the second half. Now we wouldn't be a bit happy with giving away the goal. We thought we'd things fairly tight in there, so that's something that we'll have to look at as well. But it was a nice cushion going into the second half, and we didn't let the intensity drop then.
As you say, you were down a few players. Stephen O'Reilly obviously suspended from the last day, and a couple of them in. Sean McGowan, I think, is one of the others.
And Shane Duffy as well there. Yes. So Kerry and Jim Barney, that you saw hobble off there with him, as it didn't look like he was going to start the game at all. So in fairness, we have a panel of players that have been training, and as I say, we told them that if they just stuck at it, when we've conceded an awful lot of late scores in the last couple of weeks and lost games by the narrowest, and it was nice. Now that makes up for them a few games.
Yeah, and you're back on track now again, obviously.
Back on track. Well, as I say to the boys, when we get up to the dressing room now, it's just all the focus is on Navarra next week, like, because that's all that matters now. We need to win that game to hopefully get into a county quarter final, which would be seen as a good stepping stone there.
Yeah, and some very good individual performances there tonight. Obviously Darren O'Leary stepped up, so too did Aaron Kelly and Barney Lafferty. They caused a lot of problems, and Gary Wilson and John Lynch around, or James Lynch around midfield.
We had a good strong core up the middle there, from Darren and Marty centre half, and Gary Wilson had as good a game as you'll see in the middle of the field. So no, we're delighted, but as we say, it's only the second group game in a championship, and we lost the first one, so everything's forgotten about by the time we go down to play Navarra next week now. So that's what the focus is on.